Hello everyone, I am Manoj Sathe and today we are going to learn chapter number 15, one more chapter in the functional administration, that is transport management. So this is the diagram which tells everything about the transport management system. So it starts from the concept of operations, then in the yellow color you must visible that operations and maintenance department, then system acceptance, then subsystem verification, then next is the integration and the test, then detailed design, then high level design, then detailed requirements and high level requirements. So this is the whole cycle of any production unit, how it goes. So this is a cycle, so it can start from this yellow color and it ends towards this blue color. So the management of transport in the organization implies in decision on how to move the materials and finished product between different options of a certain business network. So in many, let's say example of automotive sector, there are many different plants like assembly, painting, etc. So they have to follow a certain process, certain cycle. So this chapter has been written considering the knowledge which we have got from this Ishikawa diagram that is developed by the Japanese management guru and which emphasizes the importance of man, machine, methods, material, environment and management in any venture to operate successfully. So let's see how this Ishikawa diagram looks. So it is also called a fishbone diagram. If you see the image of this Ishikawa diagram, which is similar to the bones of the fish. So it is also called cause-effect relationship diagram of Ishikawa. So here all these arrows, you will see the primary causes. And below to that, you have the secondary causes also. So it goes starting with equipment in the first line, then process, then people, then materials, then environment and the management. So what is the combination of the six? What is the effect? So they produce a certain type of material. So let's say example of an automotive factory which is producing SUV vehicles. Let's take example of automotive unit of Mahindra. So here what will include in this production flow diagram? Equipment. Equipment involved in this production process. So equipment is associated with the materials. Then process is associated with environment. Then who will be doing these processes, environment, materials and equipment? The people. People means actual worker who is doing the job. And they are the actual functional executives who do the implementations. But who are the policy makers? The top bosses of the company. Whether there is operations head, whether it is the general manager of the plant, plant head, supervisor, etc. So that is the management. So all six, if you combine, the final effect is the production of that SUV vehicle. So that is why any operation process can easily be explained with this Ishikawa diagram. The perception of high level of service, which was tied to efficient movement of raw materials and finished product between different geographical points, evolved to search of the efficiency of logistic process, which meant that other attributes of the service were incorporated into the core of the decision making about the transport, such as the fulfillment of deadlines, the transparency of cost and the development of appropriate services which are integrated with the suppliers and customer. So in our example itself, the production of SUV car. So in the final output, we see the final finished good, that is SUV car, on the roads or at the dealer's showroom. But it includes lot of small parts. Many of the small parts like flood lights, locking system, etc., the seat covers and all these accessories, etc., headlamps and all the things, air conditioning units, the engine, etc., that are not produced in a single plant. Many in the cases, they order it from a third party vendor, supplier, that is maybe situated in different country also. For example, here BMW has set up a car production plant in Tamil Nadu, but all their engines, they have come from Europe. So here, what they do, here in Indian plant, they do the assembly of the BMW cars. So not necessary, all parts of that particular car or that product, which is been made in that factory itself, not necessary. It is an integration of various number of other units. At the time that adds place value to the product service, the transport activity may represent from 1 to 2/3 of total logistic cost. So the logistic cost may vary. Sometimes it is 1/3, sometimes it is 2/3 of the total logistic cost. Thus, an important part of business competitiveness is the correct design and implementation of transport strategies with greater or lesser impact depending on the type of the business. Some perishable business where they have to produce the finished good within only the stipulated time. Let's say a food canning factory which exports canned fruit juices to abroad. So in this case, the material is very much perishable. So they have to develop a very effective production cycle so that their wastage of money and time will be minimum. Why? Because the goods is highly perishable. In case of the automotive or other sectors, that is not perishable. So they can have not complex cycle of operations like the perishable goods. In case of perishable goods, designing this operation cycle, one should have be very careful. Additionally, such strategy of operation should be aligned with the corporate strategy. So there should be a synergy between their corporate strategy as well as their operation strategy. They should match. So that is why we use the word called synergy. So the dictionary meaning of synergy means if you add 1 plus 1, it is more than 2. So if you add operation strategy plus corporate strategy, it would have a double the impact. Then this means to decide on alternatives to service levels, ownership of the fleet, and how to consolidate loads. For small and medium-sized enterprises, that is also called abbreviation SMEs, transport generally involves the largest logistic cost and challenges. So if you see the statistics of SME, the transportation cost involves largest cost in that production. Why? Because they are small. Let's see a SUV example only. The big manufacturing setup, the parts required for SUV, the manufacturer can get it 70 to 80% parts in there within premises or within their own plant itself. Whereas a very small setup want to do this type of production, then they require n number of small components. So in that case, the logistic cost will be too much and the challenges are also too much. Then we will see the organization structure, how the typical setup of any company's production unit looks like. So starting from the top, it starts with the general manager of the plant or production house or operations units, etc. Then under the GM, that is general manager, there will be a transport manager in the hierarchy. So under the transport manager, who will be there? There will be different transport officers. So some company, they have the different transport officers, different plants, different regional plants, different setup. So depends on that. So this is not a exact organization structure, but a typical organization structure. But hierarchy goes like that. So every transport officer reports directly to transport manager, and indirectly he is reporting to general manager. So channel wise it goes, general manager will be top, transport manager is the middle one, next is the transport officer, and who is at the very lower level, that is the transport assistant. So in the ladder, the top one is the general manager. So this is the organizational structure, that means those who are involved in the operational strategies. So general manager has to give a proper balance between corporate strategy also and operational strategy also. So let's say the corporate strategy of a particular company is to produce 200 units. Let's say the same SUV example, 200 SUV cars in a per month, 200, it is their agenda. This is the corporate strategy. But if general manager, depending on the stock of the inventory, he come to a conclusion that maximum they can stretch up to 150 units per month, not 200. So general manager has to deal with both. He has to make a proper balance between corporate strategy also and operational strategy also. Why he has to make a balance of both? Because he is answerable as a departmental head of the operational unit. So he has to take care of operational strategy also. Same time he will be responsible for the representative of management. He will be asked the question, queries regarding the management meeting. So general manager mostly reports to the directly to the director or assistant vice president or the zonal head, whatever the hierarchy. So he will be responsible for both. So he should be, his emphasis should have a proper balance between company's corporate strategy and as well as the plant's operational strategy. The lower rank officers like transport manager, transport officers and transport assistant, they don't have to much bother about the corporate strategy. They just have to follow their deadlines regarding the operational strategy. So what are the responsibilities of the general manager? So plan the capacity of the building activities for the staff. This is the first and most important responsibility of the general manager. Then prepare period moment plans. Then receive copies of the period transport schedule. Authorize trip authorities. Receive period transportation report. Discuss vehicle planning issues. Authorize vehicle parking at the home base. Authorize unofficial passengers. Prioritize the vehicle allocations when the shortages are there. Authorize personal use of the vehicles. Set the transport budget. Monitor transport budget. Then assign responsibility for transport to member of the management team. Include transport as a regular item on the meeting agenda. And ensure that disciplinary procedures are documented and adhered to. So these are the main duties or responsibilities of the general manager of any plant. So some major responsibilities of the transportation manager, which includes manage the transport insurance, make decisions regarding vehicle write-off, calculate vehicle replacement levels, allocate new vehicles and replacement vehicles, authorize vehicle loans, plan and arrange driver assessments, provide feedback on vehicle performance data, calculate ideal transport models, oversee preventive maintenance. So preventive maintenance is always periodical. So he may set the period 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, or if the transportation activity is too much for a particular plant, he may do it fortnightly also, weekly also. Oversee procurement of spare parts and equipment and maintain a asset register. So he has to maintain all the record. Now in this IT age, most of these records any transport manager can make it through with the help of the computer. No need for the physical reporting. Some of the responsibilities of the transport officer. So, as I told you earlier, transport officer has to take care only of the operational strategies, not the corporate strategies. So, his responsibility is also related to only the operations work. The first is the day-to-day operational management. So, these tasks he has to do daily. Then some of the periodic tasks, what are the periodic responsibilities of transport officer? Receive period moment plans, then discuss transport schedules with the manager, receive and check trip authorities, renew vehicle schedules, as well as is to review the vehicle schedules. If he has taken any vehicles on the loan or lease, he has to keep a check on that. Then compare actual movement with the schedules, report on the monitoring of the plans, test safety equipments, follow up of accident, incidents, etc. So he had to keep a proper check on the accident. If any particular accident is arising because of the same scenario, he has to take care, he has to find a solution for that particular accident. And then last one is the receive and check maintenance plan. So all these things are periodical. He doesn't have to do this daily. What it includes in the maintenance plans, what he has to check, he has to perform vehicle checks. He has to perform vehicle checks, which includes whether the vehicle is functioning properly or no, whether the brakes are proper, whether the tires are proper, etc. Then provide input to transport budgeting exercise. What is the maintenance cost per month for that particular vehicle? Then monitor the transport budget. What is the monthly budget for that particular vehicle? Then perform health and safety related spot checks, because most of the drivers, outstation driver, drinking and other habits is very common. So he can emphasize the health check, random check, and those who found guilty, he can take a, ask the HR administration department to take a severe action against them. Then raise awareness about the health and safety issues. So he can may develop with the help of HR and administration department the safety or awareness week. In many companies they have policy or they make popular of the zero accident month or zero accident day, etc. This type of concept. Then request new vehicles and replacement of vehicle. So he should make an action plan that in next coming fortnight or quarter, these few number of vehicles will be out of service. So he should develop a replacement plan. He should intimate their senior. Who is the senior of the transport officer, the transport manager, and general manager? Then the transport officer's role. The transport officer has the overreaching role of ensuring that the transport system is functioning well in his or her geographic area of responsibility. Transport must become a regular agenda item for senior management meetings. So basically he should be taking care of the smooth flow of all the transportation job in the their particular business unit. Some more duties and the role of the transport officer is continues. At these meetings, the transport officer should raise major successes, problem, failures, allowing the team to review them and develop and implement relevant recommendation. So, in the weekly or periodic meeting with the senior management, transport manager should give the some statistics like success stories of his problem areas. If lot of unnecessary leaves the transport assistants are taking, he can emphasize this issue, why they are taking so much leaves. And then he should also discuss the failure issues he is facing inside this unit, so that management can think of a mutual understanding, a common solution, so that the transport official can in future can plan a smooth flow of the operations.